All right, it is finally Friday. Ordinarily in the summertime on a Friday, we'd be out and about in one of our local communities, setting up shop, doing a remote broadcast. We're not doing that this year, though, but we are highlighting various different communities around the Blue Water area. And this week, we're talking a lot about Yale. And joining us right now is the superintendent of the Yale Public Schools, Ken Nickel. Ken, good morning.
Good morning, Paul, and thanks for having me on this morning.
Yeah, I appreciate you joining us. This is such an unusual year. I should point out you also ran for state rep a couple of years ago. Any thoughts? Did you have any thoughts about getting into that race this year? This would have been a trying time to run a campaign and a school district.
Oh, that's for certain. At this time, I'm going to address the items that are right in front of me related to school, but thanks for asking.
What has this school year, the previous school year, been like in Yale? We've heard stories from all around the area about what it was like to have to abruptly shut things down. How did it all go for the folks in Yale?
You know, that's a great question. Without a doubt, Paul, this has been probably one of the most trying periods that our educational world has seen. And as a result, you know, this past spring, something that nobody has experienced before. And I'm very proud of what we were able to accomplish. Our teachers, our staff, collectively were able to stop on a dime and then within a very short window be able to provide meaningful learning experiences for our kids and do it in such a professional fashion. But we know that coming up this year, it's certainly going to look different again.
It is indeed. What is the plan for starting school in Yale?
So, and I always preface this by saying, at this moment, and the reason why I do that is one thing we have learned through this process is things change, and they change very rapidly, and sometimes by the day, by the minute. You know, and so we have to be very flexible in understanding that. But at this moment, our intent is we start school on September 1st. We are reopening, and we're very excited about that. And quite frankly, we miss our kids. We are going to have a couple of options. Parents and students can come face-to-face, which we believe is the absolute best way for students to learn. And then consequently, we also recognize that there's a small contingency of parents who still don't feel comfortable yet in having their children return to school. And we certainly respect that. And more importantly, we get that. And so as a result, we're also providing online opportunities that will be taught by our Yale teachers as well.
And that's important to note that the Yale teachers will be participating in the online, because in some districts, the online component doesn't involve local teachers.
You're absolutely right, and that was one of the biggest surveyed items that our parents wanted to hear, that our Yale teachers are at the helm, and they should be, because not only am I saying our teachers are an amazing staff, you know, they've earned the distinction through the Michigan Department of Education. In Yale, we have four reward schools, as identified by the Michigan Department of Education. Additionally, we have one national blue ribbon school, as identified by the United States Department of Education. So it's not just me saying it. It's certainly a distinction they've earned.
You know, that's fantastic. What are some of the special protocols that you have to put into place, though, once those school buildings are open? And again, as of today, as of this time, what's the plan?
Right. I appreciate that caveat. A lot of the required components by the governor's executive order for those who are returning face-to-face specifically outline in detail planning. But as you can imagine, we have to enhance and improve our cleaning protocol. That is going to probably be paramount to make certain that we're safe in terms of return. And so we've been planning accordingly. Of course, PPE, making certain that students are wearing masks when it's appropriate. We're making sure that we can social distance as much as possible. Bottom line is just to make sure that we're working very closely. And I want to throw a shout out to Dr. Mercantile and the local Health Department, they've been doing an amazing job in terms of guiding us, and that's who we're going to lean on to make sure that we are doing it right. And so I very much appreciate their support.
Only a month away, the start of the school year. Football team getting ready, the band getting ready. Is all that pre-school year stuff happening right now?
Yeah, and I like to, you know, I hear a lot of folks talking about the new normal, and I've been referring it to as the strange new world.
Yeah.
And so football and all of our activities preparing for this fall are ongoing. We know that the MHSAA has just recently come out with additional guidance that pushes football back a week, doesn't allow scrimmages, things like that. Our band camp certainly has to look a little different. We have to make sure that social distancing is there, and it's just a strange new world. But we're ready for it. We're excited about the potential, and we can't wait to see our kids come back.
I bet you can. It's been a really difficult year, a challenging year. But you find out a lot about what you're made of as a district in times like this, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. And what you find is, you know, the old adage, what makes us or what doesn't kill us makes us stronger. And our district is doing an incredible job. It's such a collective effort right now. We've been meeting committees throughout the summer. We've developed contingency plans, of which many of them will never, you know, see the light of day. But it just goes to show you the willingness of our staff to jump on, get on board, because they're truly about kids. And people have given up an immense amount of time this summer to work for the cause. Yeah. It's just been an incredible experience from that perspective, without a doubt. Very trying, and it's always related to the unknown.
Well, absolutely, and you know, it's interesting. Organizations like education, particularly, spend so much time doing planning and having everything sewn up and buttoned up. This was an instance where, on a dime, everything changed, and the analogy that I heard over and over and over again, and it's a cliche, but I think that it fits this scenario. It's like building the airplane as it hurtles down the runway, and that's exactly what it had to have felt like in education back in March and April and May.
Yeah, and that moving target, you know, and I love your analogy, because it did feel like that at times. Just when you think that you're in the right direction, maybe a little speed bump comes along and you have to change direction, and you have to be flexible. And I think if we've learned anything, and this is nearing my 35th year in education, and one thing that we've learned is you have to remain flexible and open-minded. And I think we've done that.
Well, keep up the good work there in Yale, Ken. It was great talking to you. Appreciate your time this morning. Good luck on the start of the school year.
Hey, Paul, I very much appreciate the time. I'm always very willing to talk about our district and sing the praises, because it's well-deserved. You have a great day, sir.